Hello again, wherever this may find you, in the bright white light of a wintry day or the dark of a winter night. It's February now, as you're well aware, and January, winter's leanest, coldest, hungriest month, is behind us. Never mind that the sun finds renewed strength each day to climb a little higher in the sky. Winter continues cold as ever. Nights are beginning to shorten, it's true, but the fact remains there is still too much night for many of us. And the other night, try as I might, using every trick I knew, I could not sleep. I asked, as did Christopher Marlowe, another insomniac, I'm sure of it, what is it keeps open my heavy eyelids to the weary night, looking on darkness that the blind do see? I ran through what I could remember of Henry IV's magnificent soliloquy as he wanders sleepless through his chambers. Oh, sleep, oh, gentle sleep, nature's soft nurse. How have I frighted thee that thou no more will weight my eyelids down and steep my senses in forgetfulness? Was I troubled? No. Anxious? Preoccupied? No. Just wide awake. Well, do I want to get up and read? No. Want to go out for a walk in the falling snow? No. Something to eat or drink? No. All I want, as Hamlet says, is to sleep. Perchance to dream. And the reason I mention all this is that I finally lit upon the solution that always works. Get the headphones and whichever device that stores music for you, and set it to play an endless stream of your favorite music. When I finally got set up and hit play, within the first few measures, my sleepless night was transformed. My darkened room opened into infinity. The music was, for me, as Marlowe says, the jewel hung in ghastly night that made the dark night beauteous and her old face new. And the frustration of sleeplessness was replaced with the fullness of gratitude for the way humans can take inanimate instruments, and make them sing and draw out from us the emotions that without music would lie within us out of reach. And in case you suffer the same fate yourself some night, let me play the pieces that escorted me through the heavens that night, finally delivering me to a land of wondrous dreams.
the routine bites hard, and ambitions are low, and the resentment rides high, but emotions won't grow, and we are changing our ways, taking different roads. And love will tear us apart again. The bedroom so cold, turned away on your side. Is my timing that flawed? Our respect runs so dry, yet there's still this appeal that we've kept through our lives. Love will tear us apart again. Love in my mouth as desperation takes hold. Is it something so good? Just can't function no more. When love
weary with toil, I haste me to my bed, the dear repose for limbs with travel tired. But then begins a journey in my head to work my mind when body's works expired. For then my thoughts from far where I abide intend a zealous pilgrimage to thee, and keep my drooping eyelids open wide, looking on darkness which the blind do see. Save that my soul's imaginary sight presents thy shadow to my sightless view, which, like a jewel hung in ghastly night, makes black night beauteous and her old face new. Lo, thus by day my limbs, by night my mind, for thee and for myself no quiet find.
I hate to intrude and interfere, but we're at the halfway point of the program, and I ought to remind you, in case you are just joining us, it's adagio you got going here. With me in black tie and tails as master of ceremonies, Drew Darling. The program comes to you each week at this time through the generous offerings of the Pacifica Network and your local community radio station, and through the vast outreach of Global Community Radio and the World Wide Web, where you can find this program in full at radioadagio.com. All for you, anytime you like, free of charge. Just be sure to enter Radio Adagio as one word. The program differs each week, but it's much like what you're hearing this week, slowed down melodic music intended to capture your imagination, draw you in, fire your curiosity, and whet your appetite for more. Like much of the programming you find here, it's music you aren't likely to find anywhere else, well outside the commercial mind-numbing repetition you hear on commercial radio. Granted, this sort of programming isn't for everyone. It's really only better for those who are curious about music, who, when they hear something they like, they lean right in and wonder, what is this? And for that, please visit our website, radioadagio.com, where you will find a complete playlist for the week. Then, if you're ready for more, try this one. It's a song from the late Romantic period by the Austrian Gustav Mahler, about a man addressing his woes to a red rose. telling it he has had it with the sorrows of this life and longs to return to heaven. But setting out on a broad path, he meets an angel who tries to turn him back. But he refuses to be turned away, saying, "I am from God, and to God I will return. God will give me a light and will light my way to eternal blessed life."
Is it thy will thy image should keep open my heavy eyelids to the weary night? Dost thou desire my slumbers should be broken, while shadows like to thee do mock my sight? Is it thy spirit that thou sends from thee so far from home into my deeds to pry, to find out shames and idle hours in me, the scope and tenure of thy jealousy? Oh, no. Thy love, though much, is not so great. It is my love that keeps mine eye awake, mine own true love that doth my rest defeat to play the watchman ever for thy sake. For thee watch I, whilst thou dost wake elsewhere, from me far off, with others all too near.
I live a figure made of clay, and think about the things I lost, the things I gave away. And when I'm in a certain mood, I search the halls and look. One night I found these magic words in a magic book. Your love, live your life each and every day, and keep your hand wide open, let sunshine through, 'cause you can never lose a thing if it belongs to you. There's a hand to rock the cradle, and a hand to help us stand, with a gentle kind of motion as it moves across the land. And the hands unclenched and open, gifts of life and love it brings. So keep your hand wide open if you need anything. Throw it away, throw it away. Give your love, live your life each and every day, and keep your hand wide open. Let the sun shine through, 'cause you can never lose a thing if it belongs to you. Thank you. life each and every day, and keep your hand wide open, let the sun shine through, 'cause you can never lose a thing if it belongs to you. Cause you can never lose a thing if it belongs to you. You can never ever lose a thing if it belongs to you. You can never ever lose a thing if it belongs to you. You can never, ever lose a thing if it belongs to you.
How many thousand of my poorest subjects are at this hour asleep? Oh, sleep. Oh, gentle sleep. Nature's soft nurse. How have I frighted thee? That thou no more wilt tway my eyelids down, and steep my senses in forgetfulness. Why rather sleep, liest thou in smoky cribs, upon uneasy pallets stretching thee, and hushed with buzzing nightflies to thy slumber, than in the perfumed chambers of the great, under the canopies of costly state, and lulled with sound of sweetest melody. O thou dull god, why liest thou with the vile in loathsome beds, and leavest a kingly cut, a watch case, or a common alarum bell? Wilt thou upon the high and giddy mast seal up the shipboy's eyes, and rock his brains and cradle the rude imperious surge, and then the visitation of the winds who take the ruffian billows by the top, curling their monstrous heads and hanging them with deafening clamor in the slippery clouds, that with the hurly death itself awakes? Canst thou, O partial sleep, give thy repose to the wet sea boy in an hour so rude? And in the calmest and most stillest night, with all appliances and means to boot, deny it to a king? then, happy low, lie down. Uneasy lies the head that wears a crown.
Ladies and gentlemen, and in case you are finally fast asleep, I'll whisper my goodbyes and slip out quietly. The program has been Adagio with me, Drew Darling. Thanks for listening. I hope you heard something you liked, something you really liked even better. Come back next week and we'll do it all again, just like this, only different. All the best, everyone. Have a great week. Bye for now.
Do I worry 'cause you're stepping out? Do I worry 'cause you've got me in doubt? Though your kisses aren't right, do I give a bag of beans? Do I stay home every night and read my magazines? Am I frantic 'cause we've lost the spark? Is there panic when it starts turning dark? And when evening shadows creep, do I lose any sleep? Oh, do I worry? You can bet your life I do.
Do I worry when the Iceman calls? Do I worry if Niagara falls? Though you treat me just like dirt, you think I give a snap? Are my feelings really hurt when you're sitting in somebody else's lap? Am I curious when the gossip flies? Am I furious about your little white lies? And when all our evenings end, 'cause you got a sick friend that needs you, do I worry? Honey, you know doggone well I do.
Am I ready? 'Cause we've lost the spark. Is there panic when it starts turning dark? And when evening shadows creep, do I lose any sleep over you? Do I worry? You can bet your life